It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. He's known for reaching across the aisle to tickle me on bus rides. Co-host of The Five, Harold Ford Jr. This first-time guest has more offensive lines than the NFL. The comedian and host of the stand-up special Dog Belly on YouTube, Big J Okerson. His jokes are why his kids tell people their father's dead. Actor, writer, and comedian Jamie Lissau. And you call it an ankle monitor, she calls it a fashion accessory. Fox News contributor Kat Tip. Somebody get a doctor for that lady. Hey, Harold, you know, I was with him for a while until he said it was offensive to him that he can't play a black person. Is he speaking strictly from being an actor and that, or is he just like missing... How would you feel if he played you in the Harold Ford Jr. story?
I think it'd be great. I think one of the things that he's missing, and I thought Margaret Hoover did a great job with him, is that there are not a lot of stories. There are not a lot of opportunities. He didn't miss out on roles because he didn't get an opportunity to play an African-American character in some story. Mm-hmm. One of the things that's happened in Hollywood, and one of the things that's happened, I think, in all of media, is that you have Margaret Hoover, who's a great interviewer and has a great show.
She, get it. You like her, Harold.
Well, our kids are in school together, but she...
I knew it!
But she, here's the thing. She couldn't have done that show 20, 30, 40 years ago. The thing about Richard Dreyfuss, he's always been on the inside from the standpoint that he at least had the opportunity to compete for roles. And he had the opportunity to compete, I think, for two reasons. One, the stories were written for... More stories are written for people like him. And then two, there was some inherent racism. Now, I think his point about mandates and some of the things, some of the inclusivity things have gone too far. And you and I have had that conversation in public... And in private, as we talk about these things. But I think he needs to be mindful of the fact that the more stories that are written, I actually dream of the day when he gets denied to play a character that happens to be black.
Would you
and
have
that
been...
other actors who may be white have... Because that's when you know that we've reached a point where there's equality in terms of the stories being told and the roles being offered.
You wanted to be a point of equality where the shark would eat black people.
Absolutely.
Because that's the thing with Jaws, is there's no black people being eaten.
Right, and he didn't...
And it was a great white.
Could have been a great story.
They have to redo Jaws from a black perspective, Jamie. You know, Jamie, you're kind of an underrepresented in category. You're kind of a lonely divorced man in Alaska.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's pretty miserable.
I got some roles coming to me. I think you're right.
Yes.
You know what I learned? I learned from Dreyfuss. I learned old people don't give a
Yeah.
Like, when you get a certain age, you just say, like, whatever you want. And I'm kind of with you. Like, I was with him at first. I do think people, if we have a person available that could play themselves, like, why not do that? Like, you know about me. Everybody knows. Like, I used to, like, I delivered pizzas. Like, I was a pizza delivery guy. Mm-hmm. And so many times I'm watching a pornographic movie and I'm like, they just threw someone in there, you know, to act. And I think it might be good for, you know, people watching to have a relatable-sized penis. It's like...
That's true.
Does it always have to look like the boom mic is on screen? But in all seriousness, I think he made some great points at the beginning, and movies are about being immersed in the movie. And have you ever had it where, like, inclusion, or it takes you out of the movie?
Yeah.
Because you go there doing this. I was watching, like, there's a movie, this plane was, like, running out of gas, and the air traffic controller was like a guy with a dress on and a mustache. He was like, "You're getting too close to the plane." And I was like, I don't even care what happens to the plane anymore. I want to know about the disaster that's running air traffic control. I'm like so interested. I don't know. I think it hurts the experience of the movie. You want to like watch the movie. I don't want to think about characters or acting.
Right.
I don't want to even think about the lonely guys around me with their coats over their laps.
Big J, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. You know what's weird? I think, like, with something like this, it's okay to do diversity because they're not operating on anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not flying planes. But if this bleeds into that, then we're in trouble.
Yeah, it's a weird, though, like, yeah, it's not a skills position you have to worry about, but it is strange, like, the blackface. Do you remember the Chuck Norris super film Delta Force Part 1?
Yes.
Robert Forster played a Palestinian terrorist, also in blackface.
Yes.
Now, as a Hollywood adjacent Jew like myself, what are we going to do? Hire an actual Palestinian to do that job?
Yeah.
That sounds terrifying. So I don't know anything with that. Also, I don't disagree with his points at all. However, maybe he's got to tell like maybe a younger actor to pass these things off. When he was sitting on his back ass on the Bill Maher show, he was making some pretty good points. But by the time, I mean, on the PBS show, he was just get off my lawn energy the whole time.
Yes.
So no one's going to hear the points because it just sounds like a crotchety old man.
Yeah, it's bitching. True. It's true. Why didn't he say this sooner? That's the thing. They'd wait until the career's almost over, Kat, and then suddenly they're speaking their mind.
Yeah. You know? By the way, I've been racist this whole time. The ultimate Shyamalan twist.
That's a good idea for a movie. It
Richard
is.
Richard Dreyfuss has been racist this whole time.
Yes. How do you say his last name? Shyamalan? I always screw
no.
that up.
Shyamalan.
Shyamalan. There you go.
I'm guessing.
Yes. So, Kat, what do you make of this diversity inclusion BS? As you can judge by my question, I think it's BS.
Yeah. I don't understand how it doesn't come up more that some of this seems like it could be a potential HR violation.
Right.
Like the LGBTQ stuff, when exactly does that come up in a job interview?
Right. Like, so you like musicals?
So who do you like to bang? Is it guys? Is it girls? You mix in a little bit of both? We need to know because that determines whether or not we hire you.
Yeah.
That's actually what you're asking people to do. I feel like that's pretty invasive and it's under the guise of inclusion, but I feel like I would be pretty uncomfortable in a situation like that, and I think most people would be. So I think it's gone a little bit insane.
Yeah, so you'd have to judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, or like, you look gay. Is that true? Are you gay?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, you go for a job in a movie in Hollywood, I'd say throw on a flannel.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're not reading right now.
Leave a power tool in your purse. Not that kind, Kat.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
So sweet. Does the son of RFK have the goods on the CIA? Democratic primary candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. doubling down on his assertion that the CIA, what's wrong with me, was involved in the assassination of his uncle, President John F. Kennedy. Yes, RFK blames the CIA for JFK being DOA, LOL. He also has a less popular theory that the CIA was behind the breakup of Menudo, but the details remain murky. He said this during an interview with the shadowy figure known as Sean Hannity. You know, I wonder if he can back up his claims with millions of pages of documents.
There's millions of pages of documents, of CIA documents, of transcripts, of recorded conversations from the Cuban embassy in Mexico City. There are confessions of people who were directly involved in the plot, who were involved in the planning of the plot, who were peripheral to the plot.
What a nut. Next, he'll say Jeffrey Epstein was murdered when the evidence is clear that he died from COVID. But I wonder if Mr. Kennedy has anything else to bolster his claims of a CIA plot, like maybe Congress investigated it or something.
Either way, when Congress, 10 years later, investigated the crime with much more evidence than the Warren Commission had at its disposal, Congress found that, yeah, it was a plot. It was a conspiracy.
So he openly disputes the findings of the Warren Commission, but not mentioned the Elizabeth Warren Commission, which found that JFK was 100% Apache. Didn't know that, did you? Jay, are you a conspiracy guy? Is this actually still a conspiracy, or is it almost like a real theory?
I don't know. I've never cared who killed JFK. I assume it was one lunatic on a hill, but maybe it was the CIA. either way, there's nothing I can do about it at all. But I will say, I did not hear a word that RFK said. That voice was, he sounds like Fonzie trying to say sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that episode. Sorry. Yes. That's what he, Jamie.
That's so good.
But he has like, he has a vocal dysphonia. Used to be worse. It used to be really bad. But I mean, it is like, I think it's going to be a challenge for him in running for office, because that voice is like, and it's not, we're not making fun of it. It's just sounds. Do you think we'll ever know? Why don't you run for president and win, and then you could tell us?
So my father was in Congress when these commissions and these some of these investigations were. So some of the things he talked about, there's certainly ambiguity around it. His candidacy for president, we talked about on the show on the 5 the other day. He and Marianne Williamson are probably not the most serious of candidates that could run against Joe Biden in a primary. Yet they're polling somewhere combined between 25% and 30%. I'm a believer that if we're 6 weeks from today and they both are polling at the same levels or a little higher or in the same category, you're going to find different candidates in the Democratic Party wanting to run, believing that the vulnerabilities that President Biden has in his own party are so severe and high that maybe they should. I happen to agree with you that you can't imagine. I think he's a serious guy, Robert F. Kennedy. He's done serious things in his life, but his candidacy is not one that I take seriously. But if you're in the White House, you have to take seriously that he's polling at 20%. He's polling at 20% against an incumbent president who is ready to run against Donald Trump. And even in that same poll, it shows that Donald Trump is now ahead of Joe Biden in that head-to-head matchup. So this could lead to something else. If not, you know, Joe Biden's got to get out and start telling his story. If not, he'll find himself, I think, in a bigger heap of trouble.
Were you listening to that, Jamie? What did you say?
Yeah, all of it. His dad did a thing, and it's like, what's up with that?
Can I go to Alaska? Can I still go to Alaska with you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's possible that the CIA did this. You know, they're so sneaky. I kind of wish my girlfriend was in the CIA, because then I wouldn't even be allowed to listen to her work stories. Do you know what I mean? You know,
that's a great joke, because like just thinking that you might have a girlfriend is funny.
Damn it, I thought you were gonna compliment the first part. She was like, Karen, into then I go, hey, it's classified. Don't you think it's very possible that they're like, what? Why wouldn't the government, like, I worked at Arby's and we didn't tell the whole truth.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. There's so much, like, I think they, in some senses, they treat us like children. I think a lot of the COVID stuff, they treated us like children. And think about how many lies you tell to your child. My kid the other day said he wanted me to take him to fly a kite. And I was so tired. I told him the sky was closed.
That's a good one.
I just didn't want to do it.
Yeah, that's good. You're a good dad, aren't you?
It's possible.
Yeah. And I mean that as a joke. Oh. You're a terrible father.
A lot of backhanded compliments.
Kat, you distrust the government more than anybody I know. You believe in your heart that the CIA did this.
What? No, I do distrust the government. I do. And it's also like everyone's like, oh, he's so crazy. And there's a lot, I think, honestly, him thinking that, you know, the CIA killed JFK is like maybe one of the least crazy things that he said. I mean, he's very, very environmentalist guy. He said, you know, certain companies that don't share his views should be shut down, stuff like that. But when he might have a controversial opinion of how someone died, it seems like a less big of a deal when we have a current president who has incorrect opinions about whether or not someone died.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, where's Jackie? You know, you remember that?
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
He doesn't even know who is and is not dead.
Right.
So having a controversial opinion of how someone died seems like a lot less big of a deal when you put it in perspective what we're currently dealing with.
That is true. All right. We have time for one quick thought. Jamie?
Oh, I was just going to say, if anyone wants to see me do comedy, it's like what I do on this show, but I get laughs. I'll be at Las Vegas from June 8th through the 10th at the Laugh Factory.
All right. Jay, are you playing anywhere you want to plug?
I'm all over the place. You can go to bigjcomedy.com for all my dates. And then Dog Belly, my special, now available on YouTube. Check it out, please.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Harold.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Big J. Oakerson, Jamie Lissau, Kat Tipp, our studio audience, Fox News, and Adam Dreamy, Tracy Gallagher, Sunny Sam, Greg Ethel, I Love You, America.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.